anymore.
Is it? You have a sense.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Due to his particular type of body, the materialistic living entity wanders from one planet to another, following the fruitive activities. In this way, he involves himself in fruitive activities and enjoys the result incessantly. Purport. When a living entity is encaged in the material body, he is called Jiva Bhuta, and when he is free from the material body, he is called Brahma Bhuta. By changing his material body birth after birth, he travels not only in different species of life, but also from one planet to another. Lord Chaitanya says that the living entities, bound up by fruitive activities, are wandering in this way throughout the whole universe, and if by some chance or by pious activities they get in touch with the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna, then they get the seed of devotional service. After getting the seed, if one sows it within his heart and pours water on it by hearing his prayer, the seed grows into a big plant, and there are fruits and flowers which the living entity can enjoy, even in the material world. That is called the Brahma Buddha stage. In this designated condition, a living entity is called materialistic. And upon being freed from all designations, when he is fully Krishna conscious, engaged in devotional service, he is called a degraded. Unless one gets the opportunity to associate the bona fide spiritual master by the grace of the Lord, there is no
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Lila Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagadamaranatamitam Nutam Sajivam Saraitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagadamaranatamitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Mahacharya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Krishna Namaha E Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kadhanata Namaste Tatakanchana Gaurangi Anahe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sne Devi Pranamami Nadipriye Vanchatal Pradubhishya Kripasindhu Prevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna. So welcome to today's Sunday feast class. While coming here, one point struck me, and it was, I'm the youngest speaker here in this center, and I sit again and again on this Vyasasana. So read what I'm organizing this. So in this particular verse, that is 3rd canto, 31st chapter, 31st chapter, 43rd verse. Here, Kapila Dev is telling to his mother, he's talking to his mother, instructing his mother about the moments of the living entities. And in this particular verse, he's talking something special. Due to his particular type of body, the materialistic living entity wanders from one planet to another, following fruitive activities. In this way, he involves himself in fruitive activities and enjoys the result. So the purport of the Prabhupada actually is a translation of a very important verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. And this Brahmanda Bhavite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. The translation is, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seal of the creeper of devotional service. So I was reading this purport and there was a very important point. If a living entity is sincere, if we are sincere, Krishna is Paramatma within the heart. He sees and he gives a mercy. And what is that mercy? He gives the opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. So what is the use of meeting a bona fide spiritual master? So if we ask this question, the answer would be that when we start rendering service under the guidance of a spiritual master, rendering service to the lordships, Sri Radha Krishna Gauranitaya, what happens? Well, a person can break the shackles of birth and death and go back to Godhead. So there will be no wandering here and there, from one species to another, from one planet to another, one body to another. Right? So all of us know one very important thing, that Lord Krishna is there as Paramatma in our heart, as one of the expansions. Right? So he is also called as Chaitya Guru. He is one of the gurus, where he keeps instructing us what to do and what not to do. So if you see the hierarchy, so Chaitya Guru or Paramatma is there in the heart. He is called as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And Shirodakshaya Vishnu is actually the expansion of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And he is the expansion of Karnodakshaya Vishnu. And Karnodakshaya Vishnu actually comes from the second quadruple expansion of Aniruddha, Vasudev, Mahasankarshana and Pradyumna. And they come from Narayan. And Narayan is coming from the first quadruple expansion. That is same, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Sankarshan and Pradyumna. And they are coming from Balram. And Balram is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. So here, Balram, if you see, he is the Adi Guru. And why Balram is called as Adi Guru? That is a very important concept to understand. Balram serves Lord Krishna in all the rasas, in all the possible rasas. In Shantaras, he serves as Dham, as Lord's paraphernalia, as other like Lord's instruments. When we chant the Vedanga prayers, you know, there Lord Balram's name also comes. So in this way, he's serving in Shantaras by all these paraphernalia. And then next is, he also serves in Dasyaras. So we might have seen the picture, a beautiful picture, where Lord Krishna is resting under a tree and Balram is actually massaging the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Right? And then Balram also serves Krishna in Sakhyaras. So in Sakhyaras, you'll find that they're playing together, they're doing so much of mischief, and he's the eternal companion of Lord Krishna for the butter stealing pastimes. Yes, he's serving that way. And when it comes to Vatsalyaras, any pastime where Balram is in the Vatsalya mood?
Krishna eats mud.
Yes. Out of concern, he goes to Mother Yashoda and he tells, your Lala is eaten mud. Now, he didn't go and complain actually. He was actually telling that your son is doing this. You know, he'll fall ill. So he was in the mood of Vatsalya Bhav. And then, last is Madhuryaras. And even Madhuryaras from Ananda Manjari, who is the sister of Srimati Radharani. So in this way, Balram serves Krishna in all the possible rasas. And he is the one who can engage us in service of the Lord in all the possible rasas. So he is the Adi Guru. And Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Brajendra Nandan Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balram Hoilo Vitae. So when Krishna came down as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balram also comes. In what form? Lord Nityananda's form. And today we are going to discuss something about Lord. There's one more person who is even more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And when we talk about mercy and Nityananda Prabhu, there's one pastime which comes to our mind. What is that?
Jagai Mahal.
The mood of the Lord. Let us try to understand his preaching strategies. Let us try to understand that what he wants to teach us. So 9 points which my understanding says, and it's very important. So we'll discuss about those things. So in between, we'll be singing two songs, two Vaishnava bhajans. One is Nadia, Bodhrume Nitya, and Akurudha Paramananda. So you can keep it open. And also we can have one Vedanga player. You can play Vedanga for us. Okay. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Lord Gauranga, he calls Nityananda and Haridas Thakur and he instructs something. He says that I have a deep intense desire. I want you all to go to each and every house. So this is the first door-to-door preaching. So I want you to go to each and every house and the Lord, the mercy of Lord Krishna. Tell them to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna and worship Lord Krishna. And this was the first instruction given to Nityananda Prabhu and Vridhas Thakur, who are the first preachers, you know, in our entire sampradaya, that is Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. An instruction was also given to one of a personality who is very dear to our heart. An instruction which says that you are a learned man. Go to West and preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English language. That is our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So when the instruction is given, what is Nityananda Prabhu teaching us? So as soon as he got the instruction, you know what he did? He started. He started to take that instruction as life and soul, and he started going out to preach. And what was he doing actually? How was he preaching? Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us in his song, that is, he is there in a place called Nadia, that is Navadvip Dham, and in a place called Godhru. And what he has done? He has opened a marketplace for distributing the holy names, and that is called Naam Hatta Vyaj. Then he continues. Shradhavan Chane, Shradhavan Chane,
Shradhavan Chane.
And talking about something, and that is the holy names, the instruction given to him. And then he continues.
Alama Patita.
Supposed to be banished the forest, and Lakshman got to know, you know what he said, who is that person who is banishing you? And then he got to know that it was Dasharath, the father. And you know what Lakshman said? Dasharath, who is he to banish you? I'll kill him. This is what he's telling Ramchandra. So the same Lakshman who is ready to kill his own father, what he's doing here? Rolling in the dust of Narya, begging, please chant. He's the same person that is Balram in Dwapar Yuga. You know, Balram, what he did? He said, I'll not fight. Then when the team selection was going on for the Mahabharata, the Yuddha, Kurukshetra Yuddha. So that time when team selection was going on and when Balram's turn came, so Balram said, I'm not going to participate. I'm actually going for Dham Parikrama. So he's going to different Dham. And in the pretext of going to Dham, he goes to one place and you know what he does? Which was that saint who was sitting and he didn't offer obeisances when Balram went?
Rohmash.
Yes. So when Balram entered into a palace and there was a yajna going on and everyone stood up, they gave Balram a place to sit And there was only one person who didn't get up. The Roma Maharshi Sutta. He didn't get up. And you know what Balaram did? He got angry just because of this. He didn't get up. And he just took a kusha grass, he spilled it. And he died. So he killed the person because he didn't get up and not pay obeisances, did not pay respect. And here, the same personality is taking a mood where he's rolling in the dust of Nadia and begging people that please chant, please chant, please chant. And no, when they started chanting, then they used to leave and then they used to go to other person. So like this, from morning till evening, this was their preaching and this was their service. And in the evening, they used to go to Gauranga to give the report. This is what we also do, right? We preach and then we come back and then we give the report to the authority. So when Gauranga used to get the report of how many were preached, how many took the holy names and so on and so forth, Gauranga used to be very, very, very happy. He used to take the pleasure in listening to this. And there's one more person, very dear to our hearts. Even he takes very great pleasure to hear the book distribution source. He takes pleasure to hear how many we have preached. That is Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada, in his, you know, the ending days, the last days on this earthly planet, he used to say that the only thing that is keeping me alive is the scores that you're telling me of book distribution. The preaching scores that you're telling me. That's the only thing that is keeping me alive. So here, this is the third point which I wanted to make. But the ultimate goal is to please Guru and Gauranga. And this is what Nita is actually telling us. Yes? And now, after, you know, this daily preaching, preaching, preaching. So there was one day when Nita and Haridas Thakur, they come to a place. Now in this place, there was a huge crowd. And everyone was looking at the center. You know, this happens normally in India. When something happens and everyone goes there to look and know what's happening. Yes? So they went there. And they were asking, what's going on? They saw two huge people, two huge persons. They were just yelling out like anything and giving bad words to each other and just having a huge bottle of alcohol and they're drinking. So Nitai and Haridas Thakur, they inquired, who are they? And there were people who talked about these two personalities and they were Jagai and Madai. So they started describing Jagai and Madai, that there is no sin which they have not done. No sin. In fact, Jagai and Madai, what they should do, one speaker was describing, that they should take scriptures and they should see what all things are not allowed. They should see and they should take, this is done. So they raped women, they robbed people, they murdered, they set houses on fire, they killed babies. They were meat eaters, they were drunkards. And the discussion that after this Jagai and Madai Udhar, the discussion between Yamraj and Yamadutas. And in that discussion, the Chitragupt, who is the chief assistant of Yamraj, he's saying that we are exhausted. We hired as many people as possible to write their sins, but we are exhausted. The rooms are filled. And there's nothing more left. This was their sins and what they were supposed to do, or so they were doing. They're sinning in such a way that even Chitragupt was getting exhausted to write what sins they have done. So this was a description given by the other people that they're so sinful. And they also give a disclaimer. They tell them to, please don't go and tell them to chant Hare Krishna. The same thing happened with our very dear Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was told that don't go to West. You're an old man, if you go there, you're not going to get anything substantial, not be able to do anything substantial. You're old, you will die there. But did Srila Prabhupada listen? Will Nityananda Prabhu listen? He's a source. Nityananda Prabhu didn't listen. Both of them, Nitai and Haridas Thakur, they went to Jagai and Madai and they started preaching them. They started preaching them something which is again described of Dino Thakur. Krishna, 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 Krishna He got a drug overdose and he comes something in the hand, very deadly weapon in the hand to kill Srila Prabhupada. And when he came there, Srila Prabhupada ran to save his life. And this is what Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They were running to save their life, and at that time when they were running, they were talking to each other. And what they're talking? Haridas Thakur is saying, Bola tha maine. Why? I told you, need not go there. But you will not listen, you are a mad man. And Nityananda Prabhu is saying, I am not mad, the person I'm instructed is mad. And like this, both of them are discussing. And since, you know, devotees are slim, trim, good, they could run very fast. This is one of the advantages. And they couldn't run. And when they couldn't run and catch Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they got frustrated. And in that frustration, this, since they couldn't kill them, since they couldn't beat them, they started beating each other. They started giving bad words to each other. Yes. So after this incident, in the evening, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they go to Gauranga. And there, they give a report. And they talk about Jagai duties. And at that time, he said, I'll kill them. I'll kill these two miscreants. And Nityananda Prabhu says, Lord, if you start killing people like them, then you have to kill everyone in this age of Kali Yuga. Everyone. So please allow me. Please give me some service. If you kill everyone, what? I will not have any service. So please give me some service. Allow me to take care of these two people. I'll take care of them. And in this way, Gauranga got pacified. And Gauranga said something. At the end, we'll describe that. We'll talk about that. He said something. And Nityananda Prabhu obviously said, I'll take care of them anyway. Now, this is how the preachers are. This one is high-risk preaching. Yes. And high-risk preaching is something which really pleases the Lord. If you see, in the case of high-risk, he did the same thing. And the next, now we have our devotees, the ISKCON devotees. So, last Sunday we were watching the Salted Bread, the drama. The IYY boys, you know, we occupied that room and we were watching Salted Bread. So there we were seeing that how the Russian devotees were literally chased by those policemen. And they were literally running. They were caught in between, they were being hit like anything. And you know for what? It was really very, really very touching to see that something which all of us have to do, they are doing. And they are being hit, they are being chased. And they are talking to each other as if they are smuggling something. We have to distribute the books. We have to keep this book safe. And so on and so forth. And they're talking as if, you know, there's some underground mission going on. And finally, this two devotees, Sachi Sutta Prabhu and Sarvabhauma Prabhu, they went through a lot of torture. But finally, you know, since Lord is pleased with such devotees, they took so much of risk. So one of the devotees, it is very beautifully described, that how the, you know, he was chanting on the beads made of salt and bread. And he put silak of the toothpaste. He makes a garland of paper And he asked his prison mate to shave his head. So the prison mate was saying that the interview was taken, and he was saying that, I don't know, this person told me to shave and he asked me to keep some hair behind. I didn't understand what was that. And he said, I saw this person sitting at one place. He was chanting, and suddenly his chanting stopped. And when I went and touched him, he fell down. He was no more. He was blissful, it seems. This prison mate was like, he was blissful. Obviously, he went back to God. This is highly spiritual. And the source is Nityananda Prabhu. Yes. So Nityananda Prabhu, one day he was walking by the streets. And when he was walking, he found again Jagai Mata. Now this Jagai Mata were really very nice. Now what they were doing? They used to have the party time, you know, close to the house of Srivastava. So all the inside there's one party going on, and outside there's one party going on. So outside Jagai Mata are doing one party, and inside the house of Srivastava, Gauranga and his intimate associates are having kirtan party. Yes. So this Jagai Mata needs to hear kirtan. And it's described so beautifully that normally a person, when they hear the holy name of the Lord, you know, they get purified and you know, they leave all these bad habits. It seems when Jagai Mata used to hear the holy name, they used to tease and they used to chant. And they used to chant in such a way that the intensity or the desire to drink more and more wine or alcohol used to increase. And they should drink more and more and more, it seems. So Nityananda Prabhu is walking by and one day he finds Jagai Mata again. So now in this particular place, Nityananda Prabhu goes again goes to Jagai Mata. And again he repeats the same thing. He goes to them and he repeats, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Shishya.
Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Shishya.
That his clothes were drenched with blood. His face was covered with blood. Same personality as Balaram. With just one punch, he killed? He killed Pralambasur. Yes, just with one punch. Right? And he also killed Devakasur. Literally, he was. The hind legs were just revolving and rotating the asura and was throwing. The same person is being hit. The blood is covered totally. And with so much of tolerance, with so much of compassion, he's telling Jagai Mata that I don't mind what you have done. I don't mind what you have done to me. But please chant Krishna's name. Don't waste this human form of life. Please chant Krishna's name. And he's telling this. And Mata again gets very, very, very furious. This is one of the qualities what Nityananda Prabhu is teaching us, that is tolerance. If you see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, there's so much of tolerance what Srila Prabhupada showed. Srila Prabhupada, there's one pastime which I came across. So Srila Prabhupada, there was an initiation ceremony and the yajna was nicely arranged. And in that yajna, Srila Prabhupada is sitting and his future disciples are standing. And Srila Prabhupada indicated that sit. So, they were foreigners, they didn't understand what Prabhupada is actually indicating. Now they all came forward to the yajna. And you know what they did? They literally did this, and all the smoke was on Prabhupada's face. And Prabhupada didn't mind. He just, you know, washed his face and he said, "I asked you to sit." And everyone sat and the initiation was given. Prabhupada's tolerance level to such an extent. Prabhupada taught these foreigners even to sit in how to use Indian toilets, how to wear sari, how to wear dhoti. Yes? And I guess Yugavatar was sharing this pastime that how Srila Prabhupada was hungry. Now he didn't eat anything the previous day. And the next day they were traveling to some other place for preaching. And Srila Prabhupada is sitting in the front, beside the driver. And the two devotees are sitting behind. And the devotee was eating apple. And then he suddenly realized Swamiji has also not taken anything from yesterday night. And then this disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he offers half-eaten apple. That Swamiji, would you like to eat anything? Would you like to take this? And Srila Prabhupada is very hungry. And Srila Prabhupada takes and starts eating. Yes? And one of our speakers in this place, he was sharing that how in one of the places, Srila Prabhupada had hung his clothes on the strings. And next day for Mangalarti when he went, just before Mangalarti when he went to see the clothes, no, they were not there. The clothes were not there. And then he found some other clothes, other set, he wore them. And the Srimad Bhagavatam class, he found that one person was wearing kurta, one person was wearing dhoti. Yes? And even maybe other clothing also, you never know. Yes? And Srila Prabhupada, you can just imagine so much of tolerance. And Srila Prabhupada tells them, there's so much of patience, so much of compassion, so much of tolerance, that you shouldn't use the clothes of spiritual master. That is Srila Prabhupada. This is Srila Prabhupada. Yes? And Nityananda Prabhu, this is what is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, which Srila Prabhupada is carrying. Yes? We also do so many offenses to our seniors and authorities, but the same mood they also carry, the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And when we go and beg forgiveness, they say, that's fine, no problem. Yes? This is the mood that is actually coming down from Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is bleeding, completely bleeding, and he's begging, please chant the holy names of the Lord, please chant. Don't waste your human form of life. And when this discussion was going on, when Nityananda Prabhu is begging, some devotee went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there, he told many things there, that so and so things are happening. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really, really, really very furious. So very furious that he came running and he shouted, "Chakra, chakra!
Chakra, chakra!"
Obviously, we will not get that. So he called out for chakra, chakra,
chakra, chakra.
And then the chakra came. And he's standing with the chakra. And Nityananda Prabhu, about to kill both of them by his beautiful Sudarshan chakra. And Nityananda Prabhu is falling at the feet of Gauranga and he's saying, "Please forgive them." They didn't do anything. You know what Nityananda Prabhu said? I was reading day before yesterday, when I was preparing for this. And I was really shocked that these statements, I never heard about these statements. So Nityananda Prabhu said that they didn't hit me. Actually, Madhar came to hit me, he was angry on me, but Jagai stopped him. And accidentally, the spot fell on me. And it hurt me. And then this little blood is coming out. He's fully drenched in blood and seeing little blood is coming out. But I'm not troubled at all. That's fine. They've not done anything. Please forgive them. This Jagai saved me. And then obviously Sudarshan went. And Gauranga was very happy with Jagai. He was pleased that you saved my devotee. And he gave mercy to Jagai. And Jagai, he fell prostrate. And then he begged forgiveness to Lord Gauranga. And Lord Gauranga embraced Jagai. And when Lord Gauranga embraced, this was the preaching strategy of Gauranga. He used to never go and give philosophy and all. He used to just embrace the person. He used to trance and ecstasy. Yes? How I wish, we also had some, right? We used to go, then we could have gone out in this embrace. Yes? So here, Gauranga used to do that. And he did that for Jagai. And Jagai started jumping in ecstasy. He got the love of God, which all the devotees acted for. And Madhai was looking. We did everything together. Same. Everything together. Every sin together. We share everything together. But उसको मिल गया मुझे. And we went to Gauranga and asking, he's begging. And Gauranga said, nothing to him. You have offended my devotee. And only he can save you. Only he can save you. This is something which, a message which Gauranga is giving us here. That Lord will never forgive a Vaishnava Aparadhi. Yes. So we call Vaishnava Aparadhi as elephant offense, right? Because once we do that, we are out. Because even Gauranga cannot save us. He will not. There's so many instances in Gaur Leela that Gauranga is like, no, yes, I'll not. There's so many instances, like Gopal Chapal is one instance where he offended Srivas Thakur and Gauranga didn't give mercy. Unless and until Srivas Thakur forgave and gave his mercy to Gopal Chapal. And similarly here, Madhai fell down at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, begging for mercy, that please forgive me. And Nityananda Prabhu was so compassionate, so tolerant. He actually lifted him. And he said, you have not done anything. You know, he made some statements. He said that when the child hits the father never takes offense. And Madhai is saying that you are like a child. And he lifted and he embraced. And when he embraced, even Madhai started jumping in ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai!
So in this way, if you see, Nityananda and Gauranga, they gave mercy to both Jagai and Madhai. So there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita, a contradicting verse to this particular pastime. Krishna says in 7th chapter 15th verse, Namam Dushkitarao Muna, no, don't repeat. Namam Dushkitarao Muna, Prabhadyate Naradhama, Mayaya Pratagyana, Asram Bhava Mashrita. So Krishna is saying there are four categories of people who can never surrender unto me. Yes, he is saying Muda, grossly foolish. Then he is saying Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And then he is saying Maya Apratagyana. So the people whose intelligence is being stolen by illusion. And fourth, that is Asram Bhava Mashrita, that is demonic mentality. And if you see, all these four categories were combined, and Jagai and Madhai were the combined version of all the four. Yes? But how did they get this mercy? How did they get this mercy? And this is what Gauranga told in the discussion when first time Gauranga heard about Jagai and Madhai from Srivas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu convinced Gauranga that don't kill, I'll take care of them. At that time, Gauranga said that only because Nityananda Prabhu has desired, these two have already been delivered. In this entire world, if you see, there's so many people who are taking up to Krishna consciousness. Even people who are there in these four categories. Krishna is saying, you cannot surrender. Such people cannot surrender. Still people are taking to Krishna consciousness. Only and only because of this personality. Can you see this photo? This is a very favorite photo of mine. The compassionate eyes of Srila Prabhupada. Only because of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Here, Jagai and Madhai were delivered by compassion and tolerance and patience of Nityananda Prabhu. And here, Srila Prabhupada's compassion has delivered so many hippies into happiness. Yes? I guess some of us also come into that category, at least I'm one of them. So in this way, if you see the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and the compassion which is coming down, the mood is coming down from Nityananda Prabhu, is so amazing. So here one thing which we can see is intense desire, what Nityananda Prabhu had. Intense desire to deliver Jagai and Madhai. So it's an lesson or it's a principle which we also can apply in our life. Obviously we are not on the level of Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotees, or not on the level of, obviously not on the level of Supreme Personality of Godhead and Nityananda. But one thing which we are getting here is, if we have intense desire to convert someone into a devotee, that will happen. That will surely happen. So even when we are preaching, we are finding that person cannot become a devotee. If we have intense desire, it is seen. It is the experience of so many preachers, just by the desire, that person is made into a devotee. And Jivatma cannot do more than this. If we see the cycle, I don't want to go into Bhagavad Gita, but if we see the cycle, that Jivatma desires, and Paramatma, see, the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna, he sanctions, and the material nature, it actually does all the arrangement to manifest that desire. So this entire thing, we just have desire, God, what we can do. We cannot do anything more than that. So we just desire that I want to make someone a devotee, or I want to help a person to become a devotee, he will surely become. And this is one of the examples here. And it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that, and before that was Gauranga's desire that Prithvitya Achyajata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Vaivamuranam. And Srila Prabhupada took it as his life and soul, and this is what we can see. Ratya Thai in Pakistan. Yes. So many other places. Like one of my friend in Qatar. Yeah, one of the Islamic countries where it is very, very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. So it seems there is a family where every Friday they have satsang program, and inside the room, and to enter that room there is a code. Only when you give the code, you know, they open the door and then you can enter the place. So my friend was sharing this, and they have Ratyatra inside the house. So this is just Prabhupada's compassion. And they cannot wear panty mala, they cannot have shikha and all those things, they cannot put tilak. They have to hide, it seems they have to hide their altar also. They have to hide their altar also. But still they were still practicing. Yes, this is Srila Prabhupada's compassion. So only because of this, you know, we have this entire moment going on. Yes. So just to summarize that, you know, what all things that we can take from this particular pastime, or what is the mood that we can take, or what are the different instructions that we can take. The first thing is, if you see in the pastime, how it started, the instruction was given by Gauranga, and Nityananda Prabhu took it as his life and soul. And similarly, what Srila Prabhupada did? Srila Prabhupada took the instruction as life and soul, whatever was given by spiritual master. Yes? So that is taking instruction of spiritual master authority as life and soul. Secondly, when the instruction is given, going out of the way to execute that instruction is what Nityananda Prabhu shows us. And then, the ultimate goal of the particular service is what? Nityananda Prabhu shows this. When he goes and gives a report to Gauranga, he is getting pleased. The ultimate goal is to please Gauranga and nothing else. Guru and Gauranga. And when Nityananda Prabhu was preaching like this, falling at the feet of people, rolling on the ground and things like that, people were criticizing. There were so many Brahmanas who were criticizing that, what is sentiment? What is nonsense? These are mad. In fact, we feel that these two, that Nityananda and Haridas, they're actually going door to door, maybe to get some secrets, and evening they'll come and rob us. So they're saying. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they should hear it. But no effect. They should smile, they should just ignore it. Yes. No obstacle can stop a preacher. Nothing stops from a problem. Right? If we have desire to preach, nothing can stop us. This is what Nita is showing you. Yes. And high-risk preaching. Entire pastime was based on this. High-risk preaching. Yes. And this means the most. And conviction and determination. What Nityananda Prabhu had. Gauranga is saying, I'll kill him. Kill them. And Nityananda Prabhu is saying that I'll take care of them. And he delivered. He delivered both of them. Yes. And when he was hit, so much of patience, so much of compassion. And same thing we can see in Srila Prabhupada's life as we described before. So much of patience and tolerance, yes. And how all this thing happened? Only by the intense desire. Only by the intense desire of Nityananda Prabhu. And all these things happened. We are here, we are sitting here, we are discussing. Only by the intense desire of Srila Prabhupada. Yes. And Nityananda Prabhu also gives us a takeaway which we can take and meditate in this particular occasion of Nityananda Rishi, that is today and tomorrow. That what is the ultimate religion of the sage of Kali Yuga? What is the ultimate religion of the sage of Kali Yuga? Jive Doya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sara. Yeah. Any questions?
Point, look, you told something which is very right. Mr.
Gauram.
Gauram told something you didn't tell.
I saw your eyes closed. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't say it. So Gauranga told that only because Nityananda Prabhu intensely desired, both of these miscreants, Jagai and Madhai, will be delivered. In fact, he said they are already delivered. Any other question?
Duryodhana was surrendered to Lord Balaram. So what happened to him after his death?
After his death, if there is some senior devotee can answer this. What happened to Duryodhana after his death? Yes, Prabhuji.
So he
went to his place. Any other, I don't know. I have to get back to my seniors. Yes, some hand was raised. Yes, Prabhuji.
The letter was very nice, actually. I want to be appreciated and congratulated. How to develop the merciful nature of Lord Nityananda?
Merciful nature of Lord Nityananda, yeah. Actually, when I was told to give class, so I was given a particular verse, and I didn't see the date. So it was 28. And then I get a call a few days back saying you have to speak on Nityananda Pradesh. So in that thing, what I prepared, one thing was this, that how to become compassionate, or basically your question, you know, if I rephrase, it will be more of how to preach in a fired up way, right? So just rephrase your question, how to preach in a fired up way, or how to remain fired up always, because when we are fired up, then automatically we can give the compassion, or we can give this mercy to others, right? And compassion is something which comes with time. It is described by the senior devotees that the love of Godhead which is there in the spiritual world, when it comes to material world, it is actually in the form of compassion. So we will not find the great souls having love of Godhead dancing outside and, you know, chanting the names of gopis or acting like Krishna or something like that. So that's Sarjya. But person who has that compassion, or sorry, has that love of God in his heart, no, which is uncovered and is manifesting, it comes as compassion. Yes. So obviously for many of us it will take time, you know, to come to that level, because it means uncovering, you know, this thick covering of the anarthas, and then, you know, that love of God will manifest, and then actual compassion will come. But before that, one stage before, if we are very fired up, in that fire we have to do something, right? When we are fired up, we are passionate, we have to do something. We'll go and give this holy name to others. We'll give this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to others, right? So when we give this message and when we are preaching more and more and more, at that time this more of compassion also will develop. But how to become fired up? This is a question. Frequently asked question by devotees. How to remain fired up always? So even for counseling mails, you know, we get this, that how to remain fired up. Even in one-to-one meetings we get how to remain fired up. It's very difficult. The fire goes down again and again. Now what to do this, how to maintain this fire always. So in the purport of this particular thing that we discussed, that is Bhavanam, no, not that, this one that we just discussed. Now this Brahmanda Bhamite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadhi Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, in this purport or this one more shloka similar to it, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says that we have to actively get connected to this mission. When we are actively getting connected to the mission, we are taking active responsibilities in this preaching programs, automatically we will remain fired up. Because our responsibility is given to us, when we accept the responsibility voluntarily, we actually become more and more responsible. And to execute that, because in our organization, if you see, in our spiritual organization that is ESKCON, the service given to us is actually eternal service. Yes, you might have noticed. You become a preacher and you are a preacher till the last breath. Okay, so there is no option. So once we take up a responsibility with lots of enthusiasm, because the initial enthusiasm is always there, you know. So when we take up the responsibility enthusiastically at the initial stage, and then we realize this is such a very important responsibility that I have taken up, the service that I have taken up, automatically we become fired up. right? And when we become fired up, we preach more and more and more, right? And we take the instruction of our spiritual master as life and soul. We want to expand more and more and more, right? And in that process of, you know, preaching, what happens is this mode of compassion will come. Like when we're going out, like I still remember having a discussion with the IYF boys when we went for the pass distribution. Now, we don't have compassion, okay? We have more of passion. So we go out in passion every evening after office hours, we used to go out and distribute passes in passion. So when we were going out, we were distributing passes and we were coming back and we were discussing that, you know, what happened, what did we do the entire day, or how did we distribute passes. So many things used to come up. That, oh, there are so many people, so many boys, they don't know, there's so much, they're in so much of ignorance. They're just drinking, eating, sleeping, and, you know, they're just having all nonsense possible. They're doing all nonsensical things possible. Right? We have to preach more. Now this came automatically. Why? Because when we went out, when we started preaching. Right? So when you go and touch as many people as possible, automatically this feeling will come, for sure. For sure. Even some other devotees, they were sharing that you know, when we went out for preaching, we saw many people suffering. Now we have to give this message. Then I was talking to a senior devotee. Who is this compassion? Then, no, is this passion in preaching? But it will turn into compassion for sure. Right? And obviously, this is there that, you know, anything happens in our life, intense prayers. So we intensely pray to the Lordship that please use me as an instrument, a very able instrument. So automatically these qualities will manifest. This is what is my limited understanding. Hope it answers your question. Okay, so it's okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for such a wonderful class. Actually, being in the Kali Yuga, we all are like Jagai and Madai, at least I am one of them. So without Nityananda, it seems like without Nityananda Prabhu, there is no other way for us.
Yes.
So how can we please Nityananda Prabhu so that he'll bestow his mercy upon us?
I forgot to mention that in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Sampradaya which we belong to, Janmashtami is not that important for us. Even Gaur Purnima is also not that important for us. We have two important festivals. One is Radhashtami and one is Nityananda Dwadashi. So Nityananda Dwadashi is the most important festival for all of us. And to answer your question of how to please Nityananda Prabhu, I guess if we apply those 9 pointers, obviously Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased. Because Nityananda Prabhu is, what Nityananda Prabhu is telling that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us, our Acharyas are already giving us. And Nitai, as I said, is the Adi Guru. So he is the personification of Guru Tattva. So when the mood is actually percolating down, it is coming down through the Acharyas. If we study the life sketch of the Acharyas and different Vaishnavas, we find that they actually imbibe the mood of Nityananda Prabhu in one or the other way. And when that particular mood is coming down, so when we execute what the instructions are given to us, and when the authority, when the immediate authority is pleased, so that hierarchy again goes back, right? It's like the mercy comes down, right, and prayers go up, right, and mercy comes down again. So mercy will come down to Nityananda Prabhu. So basically, the ultimate thing is pleasing the authority, because they are representatives of Nityananda Prabhu. Our spiritual masters, our Param Shiksha Guru, that is Srila Prabhupada, they are the representatives of Nityananda Prabhu. So we just execute the instructions of Prabhupada or spiritual master. If we cannot understand what is their instruction, we have authorities to give the instructions, right? We just follow their instructions and we may execute. The devotee is pleased, Gurudev is pleased, Gurudev is pleased, Prabhupada is pleased, entire parampara is pleased, and Nityananda Prabhu is pleased. Right? So the answer is pleasing the immediate authority. Take a soul, it's time of many of us have to go to temple. So thank you very much, and please forgive me. As I already started, as I started with, I am very amazed. Not much experience in all these things. Not much of realizations, not much of knowledge. But since the service was given, I tried my best. Thank you so much.